Morning, and I'm going to take you to Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. And we're going to start with verse 41. The NIV says, every year his parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of Passover. Every year the Lord celebrated the Passover. Tell your neighbor, Jesus took time out for Passover. 42. When he was 12 years old, they went up to the feast according to the custom. After the feast was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. But they were unaware of it. Now, I was brought up by two people that loved me. And I can truthfully say that if my parents took me to Jerusalem or any major city, they would be aware of where I am every single moment. Why?
It's their responsibility.
Yep. One time, my wife and I went to visit the new buildings that had just been constructed. And of course, this is like 30 years ago, or 40 years ago now. It was like a shopping corner where Forbes and Wallace used to be, and they had a nice shopping area. Mm-hmm. It was the elevator, it was a food court, it was all those things. Okay? And so I said to my wife, let's take a ride and we'll go downtown Springfield. We'll park in that big new parking thing and it'll be something for the kids to kind of experience something different. And of course, what did we do? We got out of the elevator and our youngest, Gary, didn't get out in time. The door closed, he panicked, he didn't put his finger in, he didn't touch the button, and now we've lost our son. How long do you think it took before panic set in?
Seconds.
How many
seconds?
Seconds?
One.
Half a
second. I said to Irene, just watch the numbers. God willing, he's going to stay, and he's going to find a solution. Well, we should go after him. Where's the staircase? I said, cut it out. Wait. Well, one of us should go. No. So, I'm making a point here. My parents had only me. Verse 44 says, thinking he was in their company, they traveled on for a day. If he was the only boy, I could definitely agree with that sentence. But if they had three, four, or more, or five more, then they would be occupied with the rest of the family and trusting that the oldest is on his own with his cousins is kind of the way that I would have looked at it, because at 12, 13, you're kind of doing a little more on your own. And when you have three or four others, you kind of, well, you know, you just bend a little bit because you're so busy taking care of the latest diaper one. Well, all right. Watch now. 44, thinking he was on their company, they traveled on for a day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. 46 is awesome. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts. So it's now been 4 days. I don't know about you, but if I would have lost my son in that huge building for 4 days, I don't know what sanity I would have left. Because at that time, he was about 10. The 12-year-old, which would have been Rick, when we drove home, was so panic-stricken for the days and weeks ahead that everywhere we went, he would panic. Where's my brother? Where's my brother? It became like a broken record. The poor kid couldn't move. He had to be in the eyesight of the oldest one. Absolutely. Absolutely. And his mother was just as bad. So the two of them were on the same page. So here we're getting along. And I'm trying to recover. What am I saying to you? 3 days they hunted for him in the city. And then they found him. Could that be prophetic? Could it be that the Jews are going to find Jesus on the third day? Hmm. How many days did he lay in the grave?
Three.
Really? When did he come out and expose himself to his friends?
On the third day.
Why would that piece of info be there this morning? On the third day, they found him. And remember what I shared with you guys the other day. When the Gentiles become mature, jealousy will break out in Israel. It's not all about prophetics. I'm just trying to give you an understanding. I believe we're sitting at a time where God is on our case trying to make us mature because he's got a plan for his Jews, and they're his. So after 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and at his answers. Now, I did check out the Amplified, and it wasn't that much different. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. Why were they astonished? Wasn't he in the temple or the synagogue every single Sabbath? Maybe so he had to be quite quiet.
Maybe they never saw him like this.
Thank you. Thank you. That's what I was hoping. See, there are times that you're going to be stunned when you watch in the next few weeks, not only how your actions and reactions are, but to see the hand of God change things. And I believe those changes are happening in all of us. But we are going to be more aware. Our eyes are going to be open. Our eyes and understanding will manifest. And his mother said to him, "Son," well, this is typical. "Why have you treated us like this?" I remember when my wife started to correct our son, it wasn't about his mistake. It was about how hurt she was.
Amen.
"Why did you do this to me?" All right? Like if he did it on purpose, but he didn't. Then she says, "I have been anxiously searching for you." "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" Typical kid. You should have figured it out. But you didn't. You panicked. You went into fear. You went into torment. And after that, what do you get out of reasoning? You don't have any reasoning at all. It took you 3 days to show up. And a total of 4 he spent with the elders. Has anything changed? Are we still the same? Do we sometimes react? And while we're in this reaction, the truth of God can't come in. Because we're so focused on the pain. And I'm not trying to make excuses for this now, and I'm not making excuses for any of us. I am, however, trying to show you that humanity hasn't really changed. Mary, Joseph, the elders, stunned. Verse 50. But they did not understand what he was saying to them. That's the prayer for me. Holy Spirit, give me understanding. Because I have wonderful revelations that come. But until the understanding comes in, then they're just pieces to a puzzle. Friday morning was an example. I had all these pieces to the puzzle that were pressing in on me, and I ended up sharing some stuff. And when I did, I made some mistakes because, again, I'm human and I gave my emotions in there. And I was replaying some of the things that happened to me in the past and presented a picture that maybe wasn't quite on target. However, I cried out to the Lord and I said, Lord, what in the world happened? Because it caused actions and reactions that I wasn't expecting. As I drove to Chicopee yesterday, I was pondering on what happened on Friday. And then the release of the house of prayer back to the Father. I heard, and I wrote this down last night, it was late, because family was pushing buttons. I heard it was a teaching and an example to the saints. And obedience to do it was the commission. Now, that's in reflection. But when I was aware of the doings of it, I didn't have this understanding. That wasn't there. I was just going to obey no matter what. I believe our Savior, when he was commissioned of the Lord, his Father, to be with those people at that time, he wasn't so concerned about his mom and dad being away with the other kids in the family. He just did. And he wasn't concerned about the repercussions. Later, he says, okay, 51. Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and men. The purpose I'm looking for is for us to grow and mature. If what happened on Friday was an example to you to be able to release your family members, those that you don't understand, the hurts in them as well as in yourself, to be able to give that up to the Lord and to allow whatever is happening and your ability to just say, I'm going for the ride, even if it's a bucking bronco, because sometimes that's what it feels like. It feels like you're riding out on one of these. And donkeys can be pretty stubborn, especially when they've never been ridden. And that's your soul. Your mind, will, and emotions can be just like that donkey. It doesn't want to do it.
Amen.
Okay? So what am I saying to us? I'm saying to us this feast, I pray, will challenge you and I to be obedient for what he wants down the road. And we're going to see it develop as he has seen fit to show us a little bit. I believe he showed some pieces about what he's going to be doing. And I did write some of that down this morning. I went over it a little bit. What am I saying? Am I saying I know it all? No. All I know is
we're in this together.